Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, Managing Editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you there yet? Millions of Americans are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Brittany Hankins, who lives in Texas, is visiting family in Tampa, Florida. She says they were kept apart too long when the COVID pandemic broke out.
From 2020 on to now, this is one of the first time that my family hasn't had a family reunion. We haven't spent holidays together, so yeah, it's important to us. I'm excited to be able to see them because my great-grandpa is going to be 85 this year.
Where she is, Tampa, it should be pretty nice today, in the upper 70s and sunny, but rain's expected from New England down the East Coast, and a storm moving through the West will dump rain on much of California. This is a game changer, says the health secretary.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is proposing that Americans on Medicare or Medicaid be covered for weight loss drugs such as Wegovy and Ozempic if they're struggling with obesity. It's a costly proposal, and it sets the stage for a potential showdown between the powerful pharmaceutical industry and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to lead the agency. Kennedy is an outspoken opponent of weight loss drugs. The proposed rule would give millions of people access to weekly injectables that have helped many people quickly shed pounds, but it could cost taxpayers $35 billion over the next decade. Donna Warder, Washington.
Interpol says it's arrested more than 1,000 suspects in Africa during a cybercrime crackdown. It says there were tens of thousands of victims and financial losses worldwide. President-elect Trump's threat to put new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China could cost you, say analysts. Higher gas, car, and food prices are possible, they say. It's part of his crackdown on illegal immigration and drugs.
As part of his efforts to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs, President-elect Donald Trump is threatening to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as he takes office. In a pair of posts on his Truth Social site Monday evening, Trump wrote that on January 20th, he will sign executive orders to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. Trump also threatened to charge China an additional 10% tariff. It's unclear whether Trump will actually go through with the tariffs or if he's using them as a negotiating tactic before he takes office in the new year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Today, gas is $3.06 a gallon, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to eggs and the sticker shock. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Egg prices are rising as demand grows during the holiday baking season. While the prices are not as high as 2 years ago, current prices are up. Emily Metz with the American Egg Board says the egg industry sees its highest demand in November and December. But this year, the prices are being affected by more than just usual demand.
Unfortunately, this has been a very challenging year for egg farmers because of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI.
Anytime the virus is found, every bird on a farm is slaughtered to limit the spread of the disease. Metz says that so far, egg shortages at grocery stores have been isolated and temporary, and says not to panic.
Keep calm and crack on. You're going to have the eggs you need for Thanksgiving.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Justice Department is moving to end its election interference case against Donald Trump. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a federal judge to dismiss the case, accusing the now president-elect of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. The filing cites longstanding department policy shielding presidents from prosecution while in office. The move ends the department's landmark bid to hold Trump accountable for what prosecutors called a criminal conspiracy leading up to the Capitol riot. Smith's team had already started assessing how to wind down this case and a separate classified documents probe after Trump won this month's election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court will not hear a challenge to a federal requirement that cigarette packages and advertising include graphic images demonstrating the effects of smoking. The High Court declined to hear the case in a brief written order handed down Monday. The warnings include pictures of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by diminished blood flow. Nearly 120 countries around the world have already adopted graphic warning labels. It's not clear when new labels might appear in the U.S. Some legal claims remain, and the FDA has said it doesn't plan to enforce any new requirements until December of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden has continued an annual tradition as Thanksgiving approaches on a packed South lawn.
You tell me there's 2,500 people here today looking for a pardon.
The president did issue two.
I hereby pardon Peach and Blossom.
Turkeys from Minnesota.
Born this past July at the Zimmerman family farm. Raised by the... Yeah, I hear you. Peach wants to speak a little bit here.
He says the birds like listening to music, including Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Well, fellas, your prayer's going to be answered today.
The event kicks off Washington's holiday season.
It's also my last time to speak here as your president during this season and give thanks and gratitude. So let me say to you, it's been the honor of my life.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Missouri court has upheld a new state law that bans some gender-affirming health care for minors as a multitude of lawsuits against similar bans in other states continue to play out. Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says that Missouri is the first state in the nation to successfully defend such a law at the trial court level. Every major medical organization, including the American Medical Association, has opposed the bans on gender-affirming care for minors and supported medical care for youth when administered appropriately. Lambda Legal and the ACLU of Missouri, which are representing the plaintiffs who sued to overturn that new law, say they will appeal the ruling. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The attorney for Eric and Lyle Menendez says newly discovered evidence supports claims made at the brothers' 1989 trial that they had been sexually abused by their father, Jose Menendez, and the judge will decide whether the new evidence warrants a re-examination of the brothers' convictions. The prosecution said at trial that the brothers killed their parents for money. Last month, prosecutors recommended resentencing Eric, now 53, and Lyle, 56, to 50 years to life, saying the brothers have worked on redemption and rehabilitation and have demonstrated good behavior inside prison. The new sentence could make the Menendez brothers immediately eligible for parole because they were under 26 years old when they killed their parents. I'm Donna Warder.
FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia, who was acquitted of attempted murder for shooting a man on a metro train outside Washington, D.C. in 2020, has been arrested on sex assault charges, including two counts of second-degree rape. The alleged offenses were in May and September in Montgomery County, Maryland, and police believe there may be additional victims. The FBI says Valdivia has been suspended pending the conclusion of the police investigation. His defense attorney says they don't accept any allegations until all the evidence is in. I'm Julie Walker.
California could offer state tax rebates on electric vehicle purchases if the incoming Trump administration eliminates the federal EV tax credit. In a statement, Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll propose creating a new version of the state's successful clean vehicle rebate program, which was phased out last year after funding nearly 600,000 cars. While campaigning, President-elect Trump vowed to end federal EV tax credits, which are worth up to $7,500 for new EVs. But Trump later softened his stance as Tesla chief executive Elon Musk became a supporter and advisor. I'm Mike Hempen.
California health officials say the bird flu virus was detected in a retail sample of raw milk from a dairy in Fresno, California. The sample obtained at a store tested positive November 21st during routine screening by Santa Clara County health officers. The dairy, Raw Farm, issued a voluntary recall for one batch of cream top whole raw milk with a best buy date of November 27th. Officials say pasteurized milk remains safe to drink. Bird flu was confirmed in a California child last week, the first reported case in a U.S. minor. The child had mild symptoms and is recovering. I'm Norman Hall.
Making a Thanksgiving feast can be tricky for home cooks used to preparing simple meals, and a food science expert has tips on how to do it safely. Rutgers University's Donald Schaffner says a frozen turkey must be thawed using an acceptable method.
Thawing in the microwave, thawing in the refrigerator, or thawing under cold running water.
After that, don't wash the turkey, especially not in the sink.
You can actually spread bacteria from that turkey to the rest of your kitchen.
Then the actual cooking.
To a temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit in all spots.
Don't guess.
The only tried and true way is using a tip-sensitive digital thermometer.
You'll likely have lots left between the turkey and sides. Get them in the fridge.
Within about 2 hours of when they came off the stove or whenever you started to eat.
And enjoy.
They can easily last 3 or 4 days, maybe a little bit longer if your fridge is a little bit colder.
I'm Sagar Magani.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by gains in smaller companies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Monday, pulling closer to the record high it set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 440. It's about 1% to the record high it set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Smaller companies outpaced the rest of the market. The Russell 2000 index of smaller stocks finished just shy of its record. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. That came after President-elect Donald Trump said he wants hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary. Seth Sutel, New York.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a major list of corporations that have been under pressure by conservative activists. The company confirmed to the Associated Press that it'll better monitor its third-party marketplace items to make sure they don't feature sexual and transgender products aimed at minors. The company said that would include chest binders intended for youth who are going through a gender change. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At Charlotte Airport, we are the union. Service workers who clean planes, remove trash, and push people in wheelchairs went on strike Monday for higher wages and better working conditions. SEIU Regional Director Chris Bauman says some make just $12.90 an hour.
One of the workers spoke about living in a storage shed. Others live in hotel rooms, in U-Hauls, and they're tired of being invisible and tired of living in poverty when these companies have billions of dollars in profit.
He says the union voted for a 24-hour strike during the holidays for a reason.
People are going to see their families, and so this is the time the workers say we will not be invisible.
The workers are employees of ABM and Prospect Airport Services, which contract with American Airlines at Charlotte Douglas Airport. I'm Julie Walker.
Jadian Anthony Richards and Aquele Nakisha Laws Richards, both from Danbury, Connecticut, were charged with one felony count of organized retail theft. According to criminal complaints, a Lululemon investigator had been tracking the pair even before police first confronted them on November 14th at a store in Roseville, Minnesota. According to complaints, the investigator said the two were part of a group that would usually travel to a city and hit Lululemon stores there for 2 days, return to the East Coast to exchange the items without receipts for new items, take back the new items with the return receipts for credit card refund. A white Florida woman who fatally shot a black neighbor through her front door during an ongoing dispute over the neighbor's boisterous children was sentenced to 25 years in prison for her manslaughter conviction. Susan Lawrence was convicted in August of killing Ajika A.J. Owens by firing a single shot from her handgun in June 2023. She had claimed self-defense, but a judge said the shooting was based more in anger than fear. The shooting was the culmination of a long-running argument between the two neighbors over Owens' children playing in a grassy area near both their houses in Ocala, about 80 miles northwest of Orlando. I'm Norman Hall.
AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Ravens rally from an early deficit on the road to beat the Chargers. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Lamar Jackson threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another in the Ravens' 30-23 comeback win over the Chargers. Baltimore trailed 10-0 until Jackson scored on a 10-yard run in the second quarter and threw a 40-yard TD pass to Rashad Bateman later in the half, putting the Ravens ahead to stay.
We have the season going on. Some way, somehow, we just been I was about to curse. We've been horrible starting the game, but as the game been going on, we've been getting better, but we got to find a way to balance that out be good from the beginning of the game to the end.
Jackson was 16 of 22 for 177 yards and no interceptions. Derrick Henry gained 140 yards on 24 carries as the Ravens improved to 8-4. Justin Herbert and Gus Edwards ran for touchdowns as L.A. dropped to 7-4.
Turning to the NBA, some hot shooting by the Knicks gives them a victory in Denver. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
The Knicks scored at will in the first half on their way to a 145-118 win over Denver. Victorious coach Tom Thibodeau.
We're getting a better rhythm and we're creating good shots. And we're finding, you know, the guy who has a hot hand or a good matchup, but we're doing it through movement. And that's everyone working together.
New York shot 62% from the floor over the first two quarters, good for a 76-53 advantage. OG Anunoby sizzled with a career-high and game-high 40 points, going 16 of 23 from the floor, including 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. The Knicks have won 5 of 6.
And the Celtics get a 126-94 win over the Clippers, marking the return of forward Kristaps Porzingis, who missed the team's first 17 games of the year after undergoing offseason ankle surgery. Porzingis says he's been ready to get back into game action.
Felt great. Obviously, was a pretty, not super long, but it was a long rehab. And I was itching to get back out there with this team after winning a championship.
Porzingis had 16 points and 6 rebounds in the win. Other finals in the NBA, LaMelo Ball has 44 points, but it's not enough for the Hornets, who fall 95-84 to the Magic. The Pistons rally to beat the Raptors 102-100. The Pacers outlast the Pelicans 114-110. Kyrie Irving has 32 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists as the Mavericks beat the Hawks 129-119. The Grizzlies maul the Trailblazers 123-98. The Nets use a 41-point fourth quarter to put away the Warriors 128-120. And the Thunder use a big night from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37 points and 11 assists, to beat the Kings 130-109. The two-time defending NCAA champs are beaten in Hawaii. A free agent pitcher heads to the West Coast, and Tiger Woods makes a decision on playing in his own tournament. That and more is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The two-time defending NCAA champion UConn Huskies fall for the first time this season as Memphis earns a 99-97 overtime win in the first round of the Maui Invitational. Tigers head coach Penny Hardaway says it's a huge early season win that should impress the selection committee come tournament time.
We're riding them really tough because we have to get it right now. We don't have the time to wait until conference starts because we have to do all our heavy lifting early. And I put a ton of pressure on them to be better than really where they should be right now because they're still getting acclimated and trying to know each other.
Tyrese Hunter led the way for Memphis with 26 points, while P.J. Carter had 9 points all in overtime, including 4 crucial free throws after Huskies head coach Dan Hurley was assessed a technical foul with less than a minute to play in the extra period. In the NHL, the Hurricanes use a huge third period to come back and beat the Stars. This report from correspondent Dennis Cox.
The Carolina Hurricanes scored 5 goals in the third period to erase a 3-1 deficit and beat the visiting Dallas Stars 6-4. Sebastian Aho scored a goal and had 3 assists and feels his play has elevated lately.
I've been playing a little bit better hockey, and obviously you get in the score sheet, you get a little confidence there, but and all that, but I think there's another level.
Dallas opened the scoring just 18 seconds into the game with a goal by Tyler Seguin. Trailing 3-1 in the third, Carolina got goals from Aho, Brent Burns, and Shane Gostisbehere to take a 4-3 lead, but Dallas would tie the game with just over 5 minutes to play with a goal by Miro Heiskanen. Carolina would get the game-winning goal on the power play from Martin Natchez with 2:07 to play. Natchez finished with 2 points on the night, while Seth Jarvis added a goal and 2 assists for the Hurricanes.
Other finals in the NHL, the Lightning run away with an 8-2 win over the Avalanche. Brandon Hagel ties an NHL record with 4 assists in the first period in the victory. The Capitals pull away with a 4-1 victory over the Panthers. Nico Hischier's first career hat trick leads the Devils to a 5-2 win over the Predators. The Blues beat the Rangers 5-2, making Jim Montgomery a winner in his debut as head coach. Brady Tkachuk's power play goal proves to be the difference as the Senators edge the Flames 4-3. The Red Wings double up the Islanders 4-2. Connor Hellebuyck stops 43 shots as the Jets tame the Wild 4-1. The Kraken get two goals in the first 90 seconds of the third period to beat the Ducks 3-2, and the Sharks tally five third-period goals for a 7-2 victory over the Kings. One of the first notable free agent signings of the baseball offseason has been made by LA's secondary team. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that left-hander Yusei Kikuchi and the Angels have agreed to a $63 million three-year contract. An all-star with Seattle in 2021, Kikuchi was 9-10 with a 4.05 ERA this year for Toronto and Houston, which acquired him on July 30th. Kikuchi was 5-1 with a 2.70 ERA in 10 starts with the Astros. He is 41-47 with a 4.57 ERA in six major league seasons.
And Tiger Woods announces he will not compete in the Hero World Challenge next week in the Bahamas. Woods is the host for the event and said on social media that he will be in attendance in that role, but the Hall of Famer is recovering from what is believed to be his sixth back surgery, which he had in September. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
After receiving six forfeit wins, San Jose State's volleyball team is seeded second in the postseason tournament. Those wins were because of boycotts from conference opponents. Mountain West members Boise State, Wyoming, Utah State, and Nevada, as well as Southern Utah, canceled matches this season against the Spartans. A recent lawsuit filed by players from various schools against the conference and San Jose State officials calls for a Spartans player not to be allowed to participate in the tournament. It cites unspecified reports asserting there is a transgender player on San Jose State. However, neither the school nor the forfeiting teams have confirmed the existence of that player. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Women's National Team goalkeeper Alyssa Nayer is retiring from international soccer. Nayer is on the team's roster for a pair of upcoming matches in Europe, but those will be her last after a full 11 years playing for the United States. Nayer was on the U.S. team that won the Women's World Cup in 2019 and the gold medal at the Olympics this summer in France. She's the only U.S. goalkeeper to earn a shutout in both a World Cup and an Olympic final. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The deadliest place for women and girls is in the home, with 51,100 murdered in 2023 by a partner or family member. That's according to a new report from two United Nations agencies released on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. No region was immune from the problem. The highest rates were in Africa and the Americas. The report says even though men and boys account for 80% of homicide victims, women are affected disproportionately by domestic homicide. For 60% of female victims who were intentionally killed, the perpetrator was an intimate partner or family member. I'm Jennifer King.
Security is tight in the small town of Fiuggi, nestled in the hills a few hours from Rome, as foreign ministers gather for the second day of meetings to tackle tense diplomatic issues, including a possible cessation of hostilities between Israel and Lebanon, Western support for Ukraine, and their positions on the International Criminal Court's decision on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A ceasefire in the Middle East is foremost on the agenda of the meeting. For the first time, G7 ministers are joined by their counterparts from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, the so-called Arab Quintet, as well as the Secretary General of the Arab League. Philippine authorities have handed a subpoena to Vice President Sara Duterte's office, inviting her to answer investigators' questions after she publicly threatened to have the president assassinated if she were killed in an unspecified plot herself. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. described her threat as a criminal plot and vows to uphold the rule of law. The police and the military immediately boosted Marcos' security. Duterte said her remarks were not a threat, but an expression of concern over her own safety. The subpoena ordered Duterte to appear before the National Bureau of Investigation on Friday to shed light on the investigation. The suspect, Daniel Parmenter, appeared at Ealing Magistrates Court, West London on Monday and was taken into custody. He was arrested at his home on Sunday, just days after police carried out the controlled explosion of a suspicious package that was found near the embassy. Police said afterwards that the item wasn't a bomb, as initially suspected. The incident disrupted embassy business on Friday, with public appointments cancelled for the day. A street was briefly blocked off while authorities took every precaution in a turbulent time. The Red Sea regional governor says rescuers saved 28 people from the vessel south of the coastal town of Marsa Alam. Some were airlifted to receive medical treatment. The governor says 31 tourists of various nationalities were on board, along with 14 crew. It's not immediately clear what caused the four-deck wooden-hulled motor yacht to sink. The governorate received a report shortly before dawn on Monday of a distress call made from the yacht, which had left for a five-day journey. A cargo plane has crashed on approach to an airport in Lithuania's capital Vilnius and skidded into a nearby house, killing a Spanish crew member. The cause of the crash early Monday is under investigation. Lithuania's airport authority identified the aircraft as a DHL cargo plane arriving from Leipzig, Germany. Speaking in Russian, Smalia, an eyewitness, tells the AP she saw a flash like a red sun and then heard an explosion and the DHL plane crash. Lithuanian officials acknowledge that one line of inquiry will look at any Russian involvement, but stress there's no evidence yet. Western governments suspect that Russian intelligence is carrying out sabotage in retaliation for their support for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.